And now we're going over to Fergal Close, who is the co-producer of the fantastic Mamma Mia production down in St. Paul's with the Transition Students. Fergal, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Conor. How are you?
And thanks for joining us. Are the students actually up yet if they've been performing all week?
Absolutely, they are. Of course, they're in here at 9 o'clock this morning. Very dedicated students.
I'm sure they are good Transition Students as they are. Yeah. Now, so it's running all this week, is that correct?
It's running for four nights.
Right.
College, Tuesday to Friday. We finish up tomorrow night.
Great. And how's it going?
It's going really well. I mean, this is the seventh year now with the current production team that are involved with Sean Gilligan Productions. And it's just gone from strength to strength. And the numbers have just increased year on year. We're currently with Mamma Mia. We have a cast of just over 190.
190?
Very talented.
Wow.
Very talented young adults. So.
And how do you get 190 of them on the stage?
We've got about a 2-to-1 ratio with boys to girls.
Right.
And with some of the girls come in predominantly from Holy Faith,
yeah.
Clontarf and Manor House, Raheny.
Yes.
And, yeah, I think it's just word of mouth that's got around. And, you know, with Sean and his production company, I mean, they're getting a professional show and professional tuition. So from that alone, I think it sells itself.
Yeah, well, that's brilliant. And are there tickets still available?
There are tickets available, a few tickets available for tonight. Tomorrow night is completely sold out,
right.
As was last night. So it's been a phenomenal success this year. And yeah, we're extremely proud of every single one of them on stage.
Yeah, because it's a great thing. Can I also just say to our listeners that you've offered us two tickets for tonight. And so if you'd like those tickets, you can just phone in on 867-1190. Or send us a text on 087-6944-500 if you're looking for the tickets. It sounds like a great night out. And I believe you have some of the cast there for me to have a chat with.
Some of the leads here, yeah. We've,
great.
We've three of them that are playing the pivotal roles in the show. We've Donna, we've Sam and Sky. So if anyone's familiar with the film or the West End hit musical Mamma Mia, they'll know the characters. But if I put you over to Aisling.
Aisling, you're right. Great, thanks.
Donna. Okay.
Great, thanks, Fergal.
Hello.
Hello, Aisling. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very. And you're playing Donna, is that correct?
Yeah.
Good on you. And, obviously, you have a good singing voice to actually carry a part like that.
hopefully.
Oh, you're too shy to say. Ah, yeah. And, of course, you have to. You're from the Holy Faith down in Clontarf. So it must be terrible having to go up to, and meet all those fellas and sing with them in transition year.
Yeah, well, you know, I power through.
Oh, do you? Oh, you're very, as a true professional would. Yes, of course. Yeah. And so it's actually on in St. Paul's, is that correct? It's not on down in the Holy Faith?
No, it's on in St. Paul's.
Right, okay. So tell us a bit about your part. How does that work?
I play Donna and she is the mom.
Right.
So
well, that's the Meryl Streep part, is it?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So she runs a taverna and she raises her daughter, Sophie. And then her daughter's getting married and, like, the day before the wedding, three of her old boyfriends kind of show up.
Right.
And all three of them could be Sophie's dad and she's not sure which one.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting.
And
yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't know that Sophie knows.
Right.
So it's kind of just about, I don't know, how she deals with that.
Right. Oh, yeah. So yeah. It's a kind of, it's not just the singing, there's a kind of a social aspect to it as well.
Yeah,
very good, very good. And I believe, what songs do you sing then on it?
I sing Money, Money, Money.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
The Winner Takes It All. Slipping Through My Fingers. A bit of Our Last Summer. A bit of SOS. Super Trooper.
Gosh, you must be on stage most of the time then, aren't you?
Yeah, go on and off.
Great, and I believe, have you got Daniel Kavanagh there as well, who's plays Sam? Is he with
yeah.
you? Can I have a word with him as well,
yeah,
if that's okay? Well, look,
yeah,
Aisling, the very best of luck with this, and break a leg, as they say, and continued success.
Thank you.
No bother.
Good morning.
Daniel, good morning. How are you today? And you're Daniel Kavanagh. And you're playing Sam, is that right?
I am indeed.
Okay, tell us a bit about the Sam character then, for our listeners that don't know.
Sam is played by Pierce Brosnan in the film.
Okay.
And he is a divorcee who is still in love with Donna after 21 years. And
okay.
He returns to Greece first met her, and it developed from there.
All right, okay. So you're kind of one of the romantic leads then, is it?
Yeah, so Sam would still be in love with Donna after all this time.
Okay.
And their love kind of develops as the play goes on.
Very good. And what, can I ask you, which songs do you sing?
Songs do I sing?
Yeah.
SOS and I Do, partially.
Right. Okay, partially. What's partially then, Daniel?
Partially is the first two lines of it. But,
okay, all right. Okay, just thought you lowered your voice or something like that so nobody could hear you, but that's obviously not an option either, you know. And so tell us about rehearsals. How long have you been rehearsing?
I've been rehearsing since October, I think, so almost every Wednesday and every Sunday since then, so taking up a lot of time, but it's worth it in the end.
Oh, yeah, it's a great experience. And I suppose from I had young fellows out in at Malahide Community College, and they were saying, like, the people you meet, you're friends with them then forever, because you're one big team and you get to know everybody, and it could be 10 or 15 years later and you'll bump into them and say, oh, weren't you in Mamma Mia with us and all that kind of stuff. So people still remember that. It's a great time. And have you got Greg Norman? Craig Norman, is he Craig
Norman?
I do have
Craig Norman here.
Is he there? Can you put him on to me, thanks?
Hello?
Good morning, Sky. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you very much. How are you?
That's the part you play, is that correct?
Yeah, I play Sky.
All right, and tell us about your role. Who are you in it?
Well, I'm Sophie's boyfriend. We're getting married, and it's just the representation of our love.
Yeah. Okay, so you're the real love interest in this, is it?
Yeah.
Right, okay, and that's handy coming up to Valentine's Day. So will you be able to swap Valentine cards, or is that allowed in a professional production like this?
I don't know. I'll have to speak to Mr. Close about that.
Yeah, you'd have to speak to Mr. Close about that one. Yeah, that could be a bit, you know, yeah. And it's a good crack, because, like, St. Paul's, of course, is an old boys' school. Is it good crack meeting up with the girls and...
It's brilliant,
yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. And in a nice way. So do you think any of you are going to go on and do music or the theatre?
Well, at the moment, I take part in Sean Gilligan's Fact. It's a drama school.
Right.
And some of the girls do their own stuff. So I'd say a couple of them are looking like they could go on to do great things.
Great. Well, and that it's a great way of encouraging people and building up their talents and their... I suppose their self-confidence to go on and do that kind of things. It's going well, I hear.
Yeah, it's going brilliant.
Great. And what other productions have you done with Sean?
I did Les Mis last... No, I did Phantom this year and Les Mis last year.
And then the Les Mis is
and
a great
song. Then in his stage school, I take part in two of the shows every year.
Oh, good on you.
In the Helix and the Hilton.
Right, very good. That's excellent. So you're definitely going to be threading the boards then when you grow up.
Yeah,
good on you. So, well, look, it's a tough business, but it's great crack from what I hear. Is Mr. Close still there, or can you?
He is put indeed.
Great, thanks. Thanks for chatting to me.
I'll pass him back on. Thanks very much.
No bother.
Well, there you are, Connor. That gives you a quick sample of
that's great.
Character.
Yeah, like they seem to be going really well, which is super. And the fact that they're
huge energy. I mean, teenagers obviously get a raw deal and at times, but certainly the parents of these 190 on stage should be so, so proud. Every single one of them, the energy and enthusiasm from them has just been absolutely second to none. But fair play to them.
Well, that's great, because it's a huge commitment.
It is. I mean, they've given up. A lot of them have obviously sport on Sundays and stuff like that over the last couple of weeks that we've basically just... We've asked them just to, put it aside for the last sort of particularly 6 weeks since Christmas, and which they have. So, and even from the family's point of view, getting them to and from rehearsals, as well, it is a lot to ask. But at the end of the day, look, it's worth it. It's what the transition year is all about.
Yes,
trying to build up. Certainly for the lads, trying to convince lads to go on stage last September was an absolute non-honor.
I can imagine. Yeah,
the same problem.
Yeah. Yes,
but you just try and convince them that look. You're going to make new friends, new friendships, new relationships for some of them. And, at the end of the day, look, that's what it's all about. And I think if we ask them today, have they enjoyed it? Was it the best thing they've done in TY? Absolutely. I think they'd Hand of hearts, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
it's been a wonderful experience for them.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, look, and fair play to you. So you were the co-producer, not an easy job.
Yeah, no, there's a solid team. I mean, it's not just myself.
Yeah,
there's
a
solid team with me. That's like, so yeah, each of us have our role. We've been together now for the last couple of years, and hopefully we'll go on for many more years to go.
Well, good on you. And thanks for the tickets. Hopefully now we get a few texts in and a few messages. I was down that way last night, and the amount of people coming out was incredible, and of the school. And they all seem to have smiles on their faces, and they all seem to be enjoying themselves. So you're doing a great job.
There's a good finale to the show. We send them all out with a you know, the good feel factor.
That's the main thing.
As I said, look, last night and tomorrow night we're completely sold out, and tomorrow night sold out. So if anyone is looking to go and see the show, tonight's really the last opportunity.
Right,
so,
okay.
Half past seven.
€12. Yeah, nope. Very reasonably priced, in fairness.
And they can just pay at the door coming in.
Great. Well, look, Mr. Close, do I have to call you Mr. Close? Yeah, Mr.
Fair
Close.
Thanks
for taking the call. Congratulations, and break a leg with the next couple of shows. And I'm sure we'll talk to you again next year when you're going to do another one. And thanks very much to the students as well for taking the call. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks a lot.
No bother. Yeah, Cheers. You. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
And that was Mr. Fergal Close and some of the students from St. Paul's and Holy Faith about their great musical Mamma Mia that's happening at the moment down in the school. If you want to go, tonight is the night, and tomorrow's booked out, but I believe it's going very well. So I suppose good luck to them.